Big Will, K Pasta Basta.
What's going on, Tony?
How you doing, man?
First of all, I got my boy Byron on the phone. He's going to straighten this mess out. But Tony, Tennessee needs to recognize J.J. McClaskin.
Need to recognize what?
Recognize this man. J.J. McClaskin. We need to push it, Tony. I'm going to ask you for a favor. We need to start pushing it for them to recognize this man this year. Man walked on, played 9 years in the league, academic All-American, All-SEC. We need to recognize him.
You mean we need to recognize him like back at a game or something?
Yeah, J.J. McClaskey.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that. J.J. McClaskey would be a beautiful guy to bring back. J.J. McClaskey, a man of the earth. J.J. McClaskey, a man.
I want everybody to know we got Brian
absolutely
on the phone. He's going to straighten us today. Brian, you
there? Hey, I'm here.
There he is, Tony.
Byron, lay it on me. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. How y'all doing?
Good. Talk to me here. Hello. See, so you, Big Will's sneak attack got a three-way going here. What's the deal with you and UT?
I mean, there isn't, you know, personally, let's straighten the air out, and everybody think that there's an issue with me and UT. I'm sorry, me and UT. I personally myself don't have an issue with UT whatsoever, you know, and, you know, so I think some people have gotten things, you know, misconstrued or whatever, and, you know, been, you know, the personal attack on myself or whatever. To me, I think, you know, I think it's funny. It's a short conversation. I think it's funny because, I mean, me personally, I don't have to, impress or sell nobody.
What is your relationship like with Derek Dooley? Do you like Derek Dooley?
I mean, I have no problem with him. We met when I was at the working camp and stuff. We sit in his office and we talked and whatnot. I thought we had a good relationship.
What's happening with Tennessee and these kids then, Byron? If anything, what's going on? Why are they supposedly swinging and missing here?
I mean, I wouldn't say they're swinging and missing. I said basically, it's a thing of the kids are being, you know, Tennessee's being out recruiting for the kids. I mean, whereas these kids see that, you know, that Phil Fulmer days are gone for Knoxville, and you know they're gone for Knoxville, and these kids, you know, want to play where their best situation is. You know, these kids are looking at the opportunity of playing in the NFL.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, where are you going to go and play?
I'm going to do it back.
That's what they're actually doing.
Hey, Big Will, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Big Will, you're either going to have to disable the speaker on your phone or put your phone down or something, because
okay,
I can't do it.
What's going on, Tony? I'm here.
I mean, you're having like 7 different conversations over here. I'm trying to talk to this guy. Now, come on, here, Big Will. Give me some
respect.
Give your guys some respect here, all right?
Yes,
I'm sorry. My fault, Byron. Hey, Byron, you said the Philip Fulmer days are gone. What does that mean? That sounds like you're placing a value judgment on the Derek Dooley era of football. I mean, he's only a season in, Byron. What's that mean, the Philip Fulmer days?
What it means is, you know, one thing I can say is the credit to Coach Fulmer. You know, he got out and really recruited these kids and stuff, and, you know, he really wanted these kids and whatnot. You know, some of these kids feel that they're not appreciated by their home state, so it's whereas they're looking to play football and better themselves as, you know, life, and as far as education, they're playing careers at other places.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Byron,
I guess what I'm going to say, Tony, make it easy for you, and, you know, so people can relate to this right here, and just break it down and small talk and let it be all short and stuff. You can't sit here and go into inner city Nashville, inner city Memphis, and, you know, not being a racial thing or whatever, but you can't place inner city, you know, these inner city guys and send somebody in there that has never experienced the inner city life and know what these kids are going through and what they, you know, what they're looking for as far as, you know, leadership and what can sit here and lead these guys. Now, you take somebody who's a businessman who has, you know, never been in the inner city and go off in there, it doesn't work. So, that's, you know, make a long story short.
Can I say this real quick? So you said Terry Jones is not a trooper Taylor.
Who?
Terry Jones is not a trooper Taylor.
I wouldn't say, you know, it ain't got to be this, you know, him, I say anybody. I say, you know, you got to place people that can recruit these areas in areas that they can go into and recruit. I mean, you sit down, you can't put me down with, you know, sit down in a conversation and that, say, for example, you take a kid like, you know, a Sheldon Dawson, a great kid, and, you know, where he comes from and stuff, and things he's gone through growing up. If you can't relate to that kid, then, you know, there's no connection there. I mean, so that's what you're talking about.
Byron, are you telling me that Vanderbilt resonates with inner city kids and Tennessee doesn't? I mean, do you have a straight face right now? Do you have a straight?
Yeah.
I want to know if you have a straight face.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna give you a straight face. Yes, I do.
Okay,
you know,
go ahead.
Relate some. James Franklin comes from University of Maryland, inner city Baltimore. We know the crime infested Baltimore City it is. He can sit here, talk the lingo, talk, understand it. The kids can understand him. So that's what your winning piece is right there. You take Wesley McGriff, Miami, same way. Now you take a Terry Joseph to go over there, he can't do it. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, he can't do it. But you sit here, you take a Lance Thompson can go over there, he can do it.
Big Will, I hear you giggling. Are you guys telling me, because what I'm hearing right now from both of you guys is, it all comes back to that old Billy Paul classic from back to the early 70s. I'm just going to keep it a hundy here, and I'm going to lay it out here, because I hear you speaking between the lines, and I hear Big Will over there giggling. You guys are saying Terry Joseph's not black enough.
Hold up. Am I black enough for you? What I'm saying is, when Lance Thompson was at Alabama, Lance Thompson recruited the inner city. Well, you got to have somebody that can go off into the inner city and recruit, whether they're white or black. You can't have somebody that can't do that. That's my point. I'm not saying a racial thing, but I guarantee you, if you sit down right now and understand these kids, it ain't the fact that people don't. The problem is, I tell you, people don't know a Sheldon Dawson. They don't know a Brian Kimbrough. They don't know a Javon Robinson. You don't sit here and know these kids because you only assume that you know these kids. I mean, you take a kid like a Javon Robinson. How can you sit here and tell me that Octavius Mathers, Brian Kimbrough are better than Javon Robinson? You offer those kids 4 months before you even pay attention to this kid. Now when he blows up, now, oh, my God, we need to get on him. Hey, it's too late you getting on him, kid, when, you know, he just blows up because he's been blowing up. 1,700 yards rushing sophomore, 2,300 yards junior year. So, I mean,
Byron, Philip Fulmer did it all the time. He would come in with guys late. That is how the kid from Alcoa ended up at Kentucky.
Okay,
so you were talking about the Philip Fulmer days.
That's my point. You missed my point.
He did that stuff all the time, though.
It's too late to get in late. The recruiting process, I understand. These kids have shut down the camping and stuff their senior year. The recruiting process is their junior year. I mean, you say that you get out here and do your junior year, your senior year is a formality. Now, you know, you said earlier about the kids coming out of Memphis that, you know, just because they didn't go to Tennessee, they weren't all SEC All-Americans. Kids come out of Memphis, they got Ole Miss All-Americans, NFL, you got kids that played at Mississippi State All-Americans, you got kids played Alabama All-Americans. So you're saying the kids that go to Tennessee, that Tennessee don't produce players. No, it's not they don't produce players. They don't produce players that want to go to Tennessee.
I'm saying the preponderance.
Byron, let me talk.
What I'm saying is you're coming on here today, and some of the stuff you're saying, and God bless you, I know you do good things with kids, and Jason Swain says great things about you, and I believe Jason Swain. I think if Jason Swain thought you were a bad guy, he'd tell me you're a bad guy, and he hasn't. And I have a lot of respect for Big Will as well, and he tells me you're a great guy. But here's the thing. I'm going to call BS BS when I hear BS. And I call it from Big Will. I call it from my wife. I'm going to call it from you. Here's the deal.
Wait, you know what?
Hang on a second. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You can't come on here and tell me that Tennessee doesn't resonate with inner-city kids when they're recruiting inner-city kids all over the country. You can't come on here and tell me that Memphis is somehow different. Now, you can come on here and tell me that they're not working hard enough. Then if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. Don't bring that inner city.
Who their players are in
state.
Fine.
Don't bring that inner city crap at me, okay? Because they recruit inner city kids all over the country.
Hey, hold up. Let me say something, Tony. And I understand what you're saying.
Absurd.
But my point, I'm not saying that as a total around the country. I'm saying that for the kids in Memphis. You know, I can't speak for inner city Miami, inner city Georgia or whatever. I can speak for inner city Miami. You know, and here's the other thing that I want to, you know, address, Tony, and get it cleared up. You know, I will say this right here. You know, Tennessee people a few weeks ago, you know, I understood, you know, they're saying this and saying that. But you know what? Let me ask a question. You know, were they saying all this stuff last year? And I'm not sure if you understand or not, Tony, but I realize we had three kids that played on our 7-0-17 last year that went BCS. You know where they went? Now, Tony, two of them signed with Tennessee, one signed with Alabama. The one signed with Alabama was committed before he got on my team. So if, you know, I don't have an influence on where these kids go. I don't really care where they go to school. As long as they got a great education and they feel like they're taken care of and stuff, they're happy, you know, go where they want to. Truth be told, on Wednesday, before Brian Kimbrough made his commitment, I'm arguing with him, telling him, don't go to Vandy. You know, you're not a fit at Vandy. He makes his own choice to go there. You know, but I tell him, I'm going to support you. If that's where you want to go, I'm going to support you. I'm behind you 200%. You know, Brian is like family to me. He's like a little brother. Javon is like family to me. Sheldon, all those kids over there, the difference is that, you know, people don't understand. Their coaches, you know, in the West Tennessee Express, if we sit here and had, you know, all the luxury of all these, the South Florida Express, 1925 Keyshawn's team, if we had all that money they had, I guarantee you we would have been playing in Orlando, playing in Dallas, in National Championship too. Our kids don't have that, and we're not going to sit here and reach out to somebody that asks them for money. If we can't get there, I tell my kids, we can't get there. You know what their response is? Cool, coach, ain't no problem. Because the fact that we got to respect with each other, and they understand that, you know, you're looking out for their best interest, for one. Two, you know, you don't sit here and go through the, you know, BS that they went through. Like, you know, here's my thing. People out here, before they judge somebody and stuff, they don't know me. They don't know Brian Kimbrough. They don't know Javon Robinson. Unless you sit down and talk to them. Sit down and
Byron,
talk to them.
Byron, I want you to stay there.
Different approach. And you'll be like, wow. Because myself, I can talk to a deaf man.
There you go. I got a few more questions for you. Please stay there. As Byron Deviner joins us today, Big Will, it's Pearl Harbor Day today on your Basilio show. More after this. Oh, yeah. Hour number two on the radio, Basilio and you, asking that age-old question of Terry Joseph that Big Will and Byron Deviner was just asking a moment ago, and that's this. Come on, hit it. Come on, Terry Joseph. Black enough for ya. Come on, am I black enough for you? Because I was just hearing a second ago from those two guys that Terry Joseph isn't black enough for them down in Memphis. I mean, they're able to recruit all over the country in different parts of the country and inner city, but that mess don't work down there in Memphis. And I think they were saying that with a straight face. I think that was being said with a straight face, but I'm not. It's hard for me to say, though, on this side of the on this side of the telephone to the other side. As we bring both those gentlemen back in here, little Billy Paul from back in the day, 8 past the hour, let's bring both these guys back. Byron, you were saying a moment ago, and welcome back. Thanks for coming back with us again. You were saying a moment ago that that kids from your program last year who ended up signing with Tennessee is proof that you have no axe to grind with Tennessee. But, you know,
Tony,
other people... Go ahead.
Tony. Are you there, Tony?
Yes.
He had to go get on the practice field, brother. He had to leave, man. But what I was saying about Terry Joseph, Tony, the guy never played no football. He just don't have that.
Turn it up, Bri. Turn that song back up, Bri, for Big Will here.
The guy just don't have the mentality to go into the hood and recruit kids, Tony. He don't have it, man. I'm just telling you the truth, Tony.
I mean, really, did that diviner guy, Will, just come on here and say he wasn't black enough?
That's what he said, Tony. Tell the truth.
Big Will. Is that why Tennessee's getting killed in recruiting right now?
Tony, that's why we... Well, Tony, how many commitments we got?
Two.
You tell me how many commitments we got.
Two!
Okay then, Tony. Okay. If you had Trooper Taylor... Coach Foreman, how many commitments you think we have right now?
Kippy Brown,
even Lane Kiffin, and Ed Orgeron. How many commitments you think we have right now, Tony? Come on, talk to me, Tony.
Big Will, look, I can't defend the indefensible. Having two commitments right now is pretty indefensible. But when I hear BS, I'm going to call BS.
How's it BS,
and BS is for you to say that a guy's not black enough
not
to recruit
Tony.
Some Big
this
Will.
This guy
come on.
Never played football in his life. If a guy ain't never played football, he don't have that passion in him. I don't care what you say. If you ain't never played football, you don't have that passion.
And I'm going to tell you something
you
else, Big Will. Big Will, I'm going
to
tell you something else. I don't believe the guy had football practice to go to either. I don't think he wanted any of segment number two.
Hey, Tony, he coaches at Stratford High School in Nashville. That's where he's
okay,
at.
Okay, I'm glad he's coaching there. Big Will, between me and you, I don't think that guy wanted any part of segment number two because he's never had anybody on the radio talk to him like that. And I'm just keeping it a hundy. I mean, if you're going to come in here with that stuff, I'm going to call BS where BS is.
Well, Tony, you know I keep it real. I just speak of what's on my mind and how I feel. And I'm just
okay.
Terry Joseph is not a football coach. He's a new boy for Derek Dooley, man.
He's a what?
Program is going to, he's a do boy.
What's a do boy mean? What's that mean?
He's going to do whatever Derek Dooley tells him to do. Yes or no, sir. Huh?
You can't be serious.
I'm just telling you the truth, Tony. That's what he is for Derek Dooley. He's a dude boy, and I tell him in his face.
He's a dude boy?
For Derek Dooley. And some of the guys that he's going to get, I mean, look at him, Tony. This kid, Javon Robinson, is the best back in the state of Tennessee. Are you seeing this kid, Sam? He's another Reggie Cobb, 6'1", 220 pounds, explosive. He will run over you. He will go through you. And I tell you the truth. I love the kid from Powell, and I hope they offer him today to camp over there. But this kid, Javon Robinson is better than this kid from Powell, man. He's a beast, man. I'm telling you. He's better than any back they got over there right now besides Torin Poole. And he'll give Torin Poole a run for his money if he was over there.
You called him a
dear
boy.
Let's keep it 100. This kid, Javon Robinson. He's
you
a beast,
him
man.
A dear boy. What did Diviner say about Terry Joseph? What was his point? I mean, he didn't say he wasn't black enough, but he did say that.
He's not a good recruiter, man. He's not. He's not a good recruiter. And you don't have to cheat the recruit. And you can say about Trooper all you want. Trooper know how to go in the house and sit down with parents and relate and get down to level with them and make the kids feel comfortable and make that parent love him. That's one thing I say he can do. Joseph can't do that, man. He can't do it, Tony. He can't get the job done, man. And he's a recruiting coordinator over there. This is not South Louisiana Tech. This is the University of Tennessee, baby. We got to get big-time players to play here. Not mediocre. I mean, this kid out of Louisiana, I can't think of his name, linebacker they offered. This kid is garbage. Sit in the
what?
Kid. J.J. said the kid cannot play Division One football.
J.J. who?
J.J. McCleskey.
J.J. McCleskey told you that a kid down there that we offered can't play.
He cannot play Division One football. He said
he
that South Louisiana Louisiana Lafayette was at a scrimmage. J.J.'s son go to a school down there. I can't think of the school. It's an all-boy private school. They were scrimmaging against this kid. Well, J.J. got a facility down where he trains kids like Patron and the guy that used to work at UT. What's his name? The trainer? The guy that trains kids that used to work at UT.
Johnny Long.
He got a facility.
Yeah, Johnny Long.
Johnny Long.
Johnny Long Aces. I saw his baseball team yesterday. The Aces. The Flying Aces.
Yeah. Well, J.J. has a facility like that where he trains kids.
Are you going to tell me that J.J. McCleskey told you? Will J.J. McCleskey come on the air and tell me that tomorrow that we recruited a kid down?
I don't think he would come on air because he won't bad shit kid, but you know, I keep it 100.
You call him garbage.
I'm just telling you what he told me. He said, this kid, I can't think of his name, it starts with a K, he's a linebacker from down there in Louisiana. He was scrimmaging against his son.
Clam?
And said that there were some, that there was a guy from Louisiana Lafayette was there that's a recruiter. Played in the league with J.J. said he looked at J.J. and said, J.J., do you think he's Division One? And J.J. said, no. And the guy said, no. And this is the kid that we offered, a linebacker.
Did you just use the term, because I've never heard that before, a do-boy? That's got to be one of the greatest terms of all time. And did Deviner just tell me that Terry Joseph wasn't black enough?
He's a do-boy, but Derek Dooley. That's what he is.
And Deviner just basically said he wasn't black enough, right?
He's not. He cannot recruit, man. Right. Man, this guy out here, hey, I'm going to tell you something. This guy out here at Vanderbilt, the head coach, you know, he's doing inner-city work in an inner-city dinner in Nashville, man. He goes into the inner-city and does work. Man, that guy's another, he's another Bruce Pearl, man. He's getting himself out there, man. Vanderbilt's going to give us a run for our money and a lot of more schools. Watch what I tell you, buddy. He's going to turn that program around.
Big
he's a brother. Man. I didn't know that until the other day. He's a black man. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he's a brother.
He's a brother. That shocked me.
Blacker than Terry Joseph, apparently.
Yeah.
Big Will, thank you. I hope you have a Dwight Gooden. And,
you too, brother.
Ronnie, hit that Billy Paul for me again. Hit me some Billy Paul. Because I didn't know. I didn't realize there were shades. This is all educational to me. Bring it up, Briny boy, bring it up! Get in line, baby! Gotta make up your mind! 5x5. 6x6. Oh, what a great jam that is! Black enough for ya. Black enough for ya. Black enough for ya. What a great jam! And let me tell you something. Hey. Now we got guys telling us who's black enough and who's white enough to recruit. I mean, Big Will and you and Byron, Deviner didn't have practice to go to. Byron Deviner didn't want any part of segment number two because he's never had a host. They all kiss his tail. That's a problem in this state. That's the problem. I'm not a tail kisser. A do-boy. Go back to our phones. It's disgusting. Let's get Stacy in here who's next with us. Stacy, what's up, brother?
Yeah, he just say that Terry Joseph wasn't black enough. Did Jerome turns around and called him too black? Basically, called him a house boy is what he called him.
Correct! And we're not getting players because Terry Joseph is a do boy.
Did he just speak the truth to them? Did he just speak Ebonics to them? Is that
I don't. Yeah, I guess so.
He used the term lingo. He's used the term lingo.
He doesn't speak the lingo.
He doesn't speak the game language. He doesn't throw the signs out there to him. What's up, brother? Stuff like
yeah.
That's what it means to me.
Yes. It's exactly what he said.
Hey, tell me, I don't mean it's bad, but if you let them two, and the bad thing is, Diviner is Big Will who can speak, basically. It does a disservice to your show to let either one of the two clowns on your show. does a disservice to
you.
Well,
wait a second here. I have an open line, okay, first of all.
Oh,
and secondly, I attacked the guy.
Talking about sports.
I attacked the guy. And it was very enlightening. I think it's very revelating that that's why Tennessee's not getting players, Stacey.
According to those guys, Trooper's not here no more.
Well, that's what they're all upset about.
Plain and simple as that.
That's what they're upset about. Trooper's like their patron saint because Trooper's name came up, and I heard if you could feel both of them sound like they genuflected when they said Trooper's name, and one of them bowed their head because you hear the head.
I guarantee one of them got I keep saying on the air.
Interesting.
For either one of them to come on there and say he wasn't black enough, come on. Well, this 1963 again? We're back in Mississippi? Come on. This is 2011.
And here's my favorite thing with Diviner, which is what I said to him. Are you going to tell me that private school, Lily White, gold, never won a game, no swag on the football field, private school Vanderbilt appeals to black kids? I don't care if Jesse Jackson's coaching there. That's stupid.
And I would be willing to bet that next time J.J. McCleskey sees Big Will, if he even knows him, he'll smack his living taste out of his mouth for come on the air and saying and repeating what J.J. supposed to told him in confidence. You don't do that, Big Will, if you're listening. You don't do that. What car lot you work at, South Carolina, and disparage you in front of your co-employees? You don't do that. What he just did to JJ, you don't do that. You would do it to the source, would you?
Stacy, did you find that disturbing?
Oh, that very disturbing. There? Very disturbing. If you tell somebody something confident, you don't dare go on the air and drop their name to make yourself sound more important than you really are. You're basically a used car salesman. You don't do that. And I hope JJ, if he truly knows Big Wheel, smacks a taste out of his mouth next time he sees him doing that. And I would call JJ and ask him if he actually said that to me. I'd keep that stirred up.
No, I'm not going to do that. I like Big Will. Big Will just gets emotional. Hey, listen, Big Will loves UT. I give Big Will credit.
Big Will loves Big Will and nothing more. Will's in for what Big Will can get out of it. When his little nephew got dismissed over, he had no use for university, and he's let it be known in the last 2 years. It's very evident of that. Very evident of that.
Well, Stacy, thank you for the call. I hope you have a great day. Good talking with you. Let's go back to the phones. Get Keith in here, and then Joe from Maryville. Keith, how you doing, brother?
Keith Drop, Joe from Maryville.
Joe's out in Blount County. What's up, brother? 21 past. Am I black enough for you?
Hey, Tony, how are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Am I black enough for you today?
You are black enough for me, brother. This is probably one of the most entertaining half hours of radio I've had in quite a while.
Interesting.
Tony, anybody that's listened to your show for a year and a half knows Big Will has had an axe to grind with UT ever since they didn't give that job to Kippy Brown. Period. He's had an axe to grind. He's had a complaint about everything. That's just fact. I don't even know where to start. I was calling in about something totally different. Did I actually hear Big Will say, you don't have to cheat to recruit, and then immediately start talking about what a great recruiter Trooper Taylor is? Did I hear that?
Those guys, Trooper Taylor's like their patron saint, and he's the biggest cheater of all time.
Dude, the show calls countdown clock. It's right over his head. Wherever he goes, it's just counting down. I mean, there is so much wrong with that phone call. Holy cow.
And for the record, they called me. Okay? For the record, they called me. Okay?
But I'll hand it to you, brother. That was fabulous radio. Fabuloso. Hey, what I called you, what I was really calling you about, Tony, was you had asked the question, do you have to cheat? Do you have to cheat to win?
Yes.
And I really got a problem with that, Tony. Here's my question. I guess I want to set it up with a little question here. Would you call yourself a criminal if you got a speeding ticket for going 5 miles over the speed limit, or say you ran the the red light camera down there at Cumberland and got a, would you consider yourself a criminal?
Well, of course not.
That happened?
Of course not.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Do you gotta bend the rules? Do you gotta push the rules? Yeah, but do you gotta blatantly, you know, cheat? No. I mean, I don't know, Tony. I'm uncomfortable with saying you gotta cheat to win, but, do you gotta get close to the line and push the boundaries? Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know where that line is where you go into criminal and violator. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Are you, here's my question though, okay? When I'm just looking at the facts, okay? And the facts are that the teams who are rewarded in college football are the rule breakers. I mean, I'm looking at who's playing for national championships. Do you think Auburn last year was clean?
No.
Oregon? Oh, you know what Auburn is? Auburn is a 30 for 30 waiting to happen.
Absolutely.
Keep the footage from last year.
We're going to see that.
Oh, there's no question. That Auburn 30 for 30 is going to be one of the great TV shows of all time because we're going to learn what elected officials were involved in it.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to unravel the knots eventually there, and that's just a matter of time. Guys.
Real quick on that, I saw an article somewhere that compared, listen to this, this is off subject. I read it over the weekend somewhere. Somebody wrote an article comparing Auburn's, I believe it's their backfield, and you know what they referred to it as? The Pony Express, comparing it to SMU. Mm. Can you believe that? Go ahead.
No, I just love it, man. I appreciate your call, but there's a great series of articles at CBSSports.com that you've got to see from Dennis Dodd, who basically empirically says, yeah, you know, you better cheat if you want to win national championships. And if you want to win in a conference like this, unfortunately, they say you better cheat. And to me, I don't care because the rule book's a joke anyway, and the whole NCAA is a joke, and the whole thing's a joke. That said, thank you for the call today out in beautiful Maryville. Have a great day. That said, I have been told from a couple sources that we're now being piped through the complex over at UT today. And boy, you missed our diviner piece. To give you a little recap of what just happened, those of you there joining us and those of you across the nation listening today at TonyBasilio.com and across the world for that matter, at about 15 minutes in front of noon, I answer a call from Big Will. Big Will says I got Byron Diviner on here with me. And so it wasn't a segment that I had a chance to prepare for. And Diviner starts out, and he's going on and on and on and on and on and on about this and that. But the crux of the thing with Tennessee was what he said about you guys at Tennessee is you're not working hard enough in the state. You didn't get on Robinson quickly enough. And then I said, do you have anything against Derek Dooley? He says, oh, no. I got nothing against Derek Dooley. But I will tell you this, and then he went on. See, eventually, when you do this as long as I've done it, you get to hear, and anybody that's in sales, you hear, eventually you'll get to the objection. You just got to listen. You have to ask questions. And you have to be willing to meet through it. And he basically said Terry Josephs is an Uncle Tom. Doesn't speak the lingo. Which is pretty revelating to me. I mean, I thought we were past that, but apparently we're not. And, you know, Tennessee does not resonate with the inner city kids in our state, University of Tennessee, because, and I said to him, so you mean to tell me, I said, dude, I'm going to call BS on you. Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me Vanderbilt resonates with inner city kids? Now, Memphis might resonate with an inner city kid. I got that. I understand that. He says, well, he named the one of the recruiters at Memphis, name I'm not familiar with, and he said, well, he's just blacker than Terry Joseph. Now, I will post that later this afternoon at TonyBasilio.com. You will be able to go back and listen to that. I'm sure thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people will. But here's the deal. We had a hard break at the noon hour because I was getting ready to really kill him. And I was just going to ask him, dude, why do you do this? What's in it for you? I was talking to X during the break. X says, here's a good question for that guy. What's in it for you? When you come on and you tell me that a guy's not black enough, and then you tell me you don't have an agenda, but a guy's not black enough, you have an agenda. I thought we were past that as a society, but apparently we're not. Because truthfully, that's what he said. And also, Derek Dooley's not working hard enough, and you guys haven't been on the prospects around the state, and that's why you're getting embarrassed. And extremely disconcerting. Really, really disturbing. And I said, guys, hang there. We went to a hard break, and he wasn't there when he came back. He had football practice. Oh, give me a break. Come on, man. You had practice. Let me tell you something, Byron. Next time you come on this show, it's going to be on my terms. It's not going to be on your terms. It's going to be on my terms. If it happens. And this is what it sounds, this is what real radio is like. I'm not lapdogging you like those guys down in Nashville. You're going to come on in here, you're going to get questions asked of you. And next time, don't come with that noise on Terry Joseph, telling me he's not black enough. And then your sidekick there, Big Will, who I like a lot. I like Big Will. Big Will called him a dude boy! A dude boy! A dude boy! I mean, you could say, in a sense, we've gone from a doughboy to a doughboy after this.